Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered rain showers, cloudy skies, mid-60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, decreasing clouds, lower 40s. Winds will be from the north between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 60s, around 70. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 40s. For Sunday, we'll continue with sunny skies, warmer temperatures, mid-70s, and Sunday night, partly cloudy. Right now, it's 50.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says her goal is to start reopening the state's economy on May 3rd, but she may not be able to do it because the state is nowhere near having the supplies needed for adequate coronavirus testing. Kelly's comments yesterday came after hundreds of people protested around the state house against a stay-at-home order from the governor set to expire on May 3rd. Disruptions caused by the coronavirus pandemic will delay the completion of a national biosecurity laboratory in Manhattan. Project officials say the pandemic has slowed shipping and manufacturing of some of the construction materials for the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility. And unions representing Topeka's police officers and firefighters have rejected the city's proposals that those city employees accept a temporary 3% pay cut. Kansas weather today, cooler than yesterday, chances of rain, and a warm-up for the weekend. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A city commissioner in Manhattan is drawing attention after his frustration with the government's reaction to the coronavirus pandemic boiled over at a commission meeting. Commissioner Mike Hatzel said at a meeting this week that he was nearly to the point of wishing everyone would get the virus so the pandemic could ease and businesses could reopen. Yesterday, Hatzel clarified that he was not hoping that everyone would get the virus. He says he's frustrated by the state and local stay-at-home orders that are devastating businesses, and he believes health officials have overstated the threat of the virus because most people recover. A top GOP official calling on two Republican candidates to drop out of the race for U.S. Senate. Party Chairman Mike Kuckelman wrote to Kansas Senate President Susan Wagel and former Johnson County Commissioner Dave Lindstrom yesterday to tell them they lack a viable path to the nomination to replace retiring GOP Senator Pat Roberts. The Associated Press reports that neither Wagel nor Lindstrom planned to take the advice. Kansas Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Governor Pete Ricketts says he doesn't plan to close any of Nebraska's meatpacking plants despite a surge in coronavirus cases in their surrounding communities that have turned them into the state's biggest hotspots. Ricketts says he was concerned that shuttering the plants could hurt the state's food supply and lead to civil unrest if residents suddenly lose access to meat. His comments came as Dakota County, home to a Tyson plant, reported 133 new cases, bringing its total yesterday to 246. Ethanol producer ADM says it's idling production at its corn ethanol plants in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Columbus, Nebraska, furloughing 90 employees in each facility for at least 4 months. And the number of Nebraska residents seeking unemployment benefits for the first time dropped again last week, but is still far higher than normal because of fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. If your vehicle needs service, just call. Ford service centers are essential to your community and are still open. Find out about pickup and delivery options from participating Ford dealers. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, You have a lot to take care of. Let us do our part and help take care of you.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Concluding the week, nearly 2,500 confirmed cases of COVID-19 have been identified in the state of Kansas, with 442 hospitalizations and 112 related deaths. Still no confirmed cases in Washington, Marshall, Nemaha, or Brown counties, with 62 negative tests and 3 pending in Marshall County. Riley remains the local hotspot with 33 cases, including 2 new. Pottawatomie County reports 7 cases with 1 new. 3 cases reported thus far in Clay and Cloud, with 4 in Republic County. Gage County, Nebraska remains at 28 cases, with most connected to an assisted living facility in Adams. Health officials continue to recommend social distancing and prescribed practices to stay safe. Growing calls to begin reopening some aspects of daily life and the economy are now beginning to attract the attention of decision makers. Marshall and Washington County emergency management agencies took to social media Thursday, sharing a release that appropriate plans are being developed and will be coordinated with the Kansas plan, likely to be updated soon. It's anticipated that community plans may vary from location to location among regions of the state. The growing threat to the economy from business shutdowns and related job losses are acknowledged. A variety of resources are being shared with the public. Among those are extended and expanded unemployment benefits, although the State Division of Unemployment Office has been overwhelmed with requests and is catching up on a backlog. A federal stimulus has begun release of funds, but not all have yet received payment. Among related concerns, scam artists are on the rise. The IRS will deposit your check into the direct deposit account you previously provided on your tax return, or in the alternative, will send a paper check. The IRS will not call and ask to verify payment details. Do not give out your bank account or other account information, even if someone claims it's necessary to get your check. That is a scam. If you receive a call, don't engage with scammers or thieves. Even if you want to tell them you know it's a scam, or you think you can beat them, just hang up. If you receive texts or emails claiming you can get your money faster by sending personal information or clicking on links, delete those. Don't click any links in those emails or texts. Reports are also swirling about bogus checks. If you receive a check that requires you verify the check online or by calling a number, it's a fraud. If in doubt, seek counsel or report to authorities. Those suffering a job loss as a result of the COVID-19 outbreak may be suffering challenges with health insurance. Susie Latta with the Marshall County Extension Office talks about special enrollment for health insurance options.
Special enrollment could mean losing your job, therefore losing your health insurance. You may have already have lost your job and your 18 months of COBRA coverage is over. So if you lose that, another special enrollment period. Getting married, getting divorced, having a baby are also special enrollment periods. There's lots of different ones. And so if any of those situations apply to you, remember you only have 30 to 60 days at the most to act. Don't take too much time and find out your options.
Latta goes on to advise options include dropping your health insurance, but those should be considered seriously.
You won't be fined on your taxes, so that's one thing you don't have to worry about. But doing nothing is definitely a choice, but it could have some negative consequences. You really need to just take action, look at the choices that are available to you, think about the pros and cons of each choice, and then make a decision that's best for you. If that's doing nothing, that may be the best choice for you today. But for most people, they don't want to be without health insurance. You need to make sure you know when your health insurance ends so the other insurance or other health options can begin.
Lola M. Holson, age 88, of Wymore, passed away Sunday. Private memorial graveside services will be held at a later date at the Wymore Cemetery, with the Laughlin Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Lola Holson. Betty J. Mullins, age 87, of rural Humboldt, passed away. A graveside service is planned Saturday, 10:30, at St. James Lutheran Church, rural Humboldt. Visitation Friday, 9 until 6, at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Betty Mullins.
Sylvester A. Al Singleton, age 86, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. A private graveside and interment service is planned at the Prospect Hill Cemetery. A memorial service will follow at a later date. The Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Al Singleton. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, chicken and rice casserole, cornbread, broccoli, cherries, and a cookie. On Monday's menu, citrus salmon, macaroni and cheese, Brussels sprouts, and rosy applesauce. KNDY News time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Got your tax return? Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Well, Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, or online at honeymanauto.com, home of quality and value.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have yet another system moving across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring us a chance for some scattered rain showers. Otherwise, in our area, we'll see decreasing clouds for tonight and beautiful weather for the weekend. We're going to see mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures. It looks like 70s into Sunday and even 80s as we head into Monday. We won't see a chance for some more rain showers, thunderstorms until Monday night into Tuesday. So looking at the forecast for this Friday, chance of rain showers, cloudy skies, mid-60s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, decreasing clouds, lower 40s, with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 60s, around 70. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 40s. For Sunday, we'll continue with sunny skies, highs at 73, and Monday, mostly sunny at 80. That's a look at your local forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late April, 69, record high in the state, 85 in 2009. The average low, 45, and the record low is 25 in 2013. Trace of precipitation Thursday evening. Sunset this evening at 8:15. Sunrise in the morning, 6:33. Sunny and 51 degrees. Winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 24th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Not only does Bite Me Barbecue have some of the best barbecue around, but did you know you can also get other essential food items there? 10-pound tubes of ground beef, chicken halves, slabs of barbecue ribs, 2-pound trays of pulled pork, buns, and more. Of course, Bite Me Barbecue still has all their other favorites as well. Stay home, stay safe, and stock up with Bite Me Barbecue.
The NFL draft goes virtual. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After months of speculation, the Cincinnati Bengals made it official with the first overall pick, placing all their chips on LSU's Joe Burrow to be their next franchise quarterback. Burrow, who at this time last year was only projected as a sixth-round pick, spoke about his meteoric rise.
You know, I knew I was going to have a really good season because I knew, you know, we had really good players coming back. I had great coaches, and we were going to work really, really hard to do it. But to jump up to number one overall is crazy to me, but it's a dream come true.
Ohio State defensive end Chase Young went second to the Washington Redskins. Young, who grew up 20 minutes from the Redskins' home stadium, spoke about the type of player they'll be receiving.
I'm just going to come in like a sponge. I'm going to come in and work hard. Come in and just, you know, try to put my best foot forward, you know, to win, because I love to win.
This is ABC Sports. With no movement during the first 12 picks, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers made the first trade of round one when they swapped picks with the San Francisco 49ers to select Iowa offensive lineman Tristan Wirfs. The Green Bay Packers also made some noise later in the round when they traded up to 26 to pick Utah State quarterback Jordan Love as the potential heir to Aaron Rodgers. Love offered some praise to his new teammate.
Well, Marty Nolan, I can learn a lot from Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's one of the ghosts right there in the game, and I'm excited to be able to come back behind him.
Rodgers is under contract with the team through 2023. The draft resumes later today with the second and third rounds. Notre Dame formally presented Neil Ivey as their new women's basketball coach. Ivey replaces Hall of Famer Muffet McGraw after she announced her retirement. A part of all nine of the program's final four runs as either a player or an assistant, Ivy reflected on how her journey came full circle.
My heart is full of gratitude for this opportunity to lead Notre Dame women's basketball program and to follow the legacy that Coach McGraw built.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Tune in to Friday Night Live from 6 to 9, brought to you by CJ Express, Identities, the Wagon Wheel Cafe, and Honeyman Auto, where you can request your favorite songs.
It's going to be a bunch of cool bands playing and stuff.
CCR to TLC, the Black Crows to the Counting Crows, B.B. King to LL Cool J, and lots more.
Yeah, anytime on Friday is absolutely fine.
From 6 to 9 on KNDY FM 95.5.
It's going to be the best Friday of your lives.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. On Thursday afternoon, Congress passed the latest funding to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. Farm Credit Council President and CEO Todd Van Hoos said Farm Credit applauds the quick action by Congress and the President in approving the latest assistance package. He said they'll do everything in their power to get farmers and ranchers access to funding through the Paycheck Protection Program. With the unprecedented disruption in the nation's food supply chain, ag producers face low prices at the farm gate, and consumers are paying higher prices at the grocery store. Farmers will need even more assistance in the weeks ahead, he says, to secure the food supply and continue their role as the first step in the food supply chain. Three sources say that China is looking to purchase up to 30 million tons of crops from the U.S. to help rebuild state stockpiles. The Asian nation, looking to protect itself from further supply chain disruptions brought on by the COVID-19 outbreak. It would also help China make good on its Phase 1 trade agreement promise to buy more U.S. crops. China is planning to buy about 10 million tons of soybeans, 20 million tons of corn, and 1 million tons of cotton, and add them to its state reserves. Reuters reporting those numbers come from two sources who were briefed on the government's plan. The bulk of the crops expected to come from the U.S. Reuters said the main message from Beijing is to help secure people's livelihoods. One source said it's a good time to build up reserves, especially when the prices for the goods are quite low. Beijing also planning to buy 1 million tons of sugar and 2 million tons of soybean oil to add to its reserves. Those sources aren't clear on when those supplies would be coming or where they would be coming from. Find more ag news online anytime, agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The Navigable Waters Protection Rule, the Trump administration's replacement for the Obama-era Water of the U.S. rule, is officially in the books. The Trump administration replaced WOTUS in September of last year. This week, it was published in the Federal Register and becomes law this summer. Scott Yeager is the chief environmental counsel at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He says this is a win for agriculture.
Today marks a day we can put the victory flag in the ground. It's official. It's in the Federal Register, and it will be effective in 60 days. Now, things could happen between now and then that would change that. There's going to be lawsuits. Just about every environmental group out there has indicated that they are going to sue the Trump administration to try to overturn this replacement rule and try to put it back onto the old Obama WOTUS rule.
Worst case scenario, Yeager says, is the courts may place a preliminary injunction on the rule while lawsuits play out exactly the same way United States agriculture and other groups blocked the Obama-era rule.
Legal road ahead of us, a court battle, surely that will lead back to the Supreme Court. But for the time being, We need to be thankful that we've gotten to this point, taken almost the entire 4 years of the Trump administration to get here, and that's not by any fault of the Trump administration. It's just the nature of the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C.
The old Water of the U.S. rule regulated nearly every water feature on any property. Overall, the new rule is getting rid of those ephemeral features. Those are the features that only convey water during or after rain or snow melt, something that was categorically regulated under the Obama administration's rule. Again, reporting from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is the Chief Environmental Counsel, Scott Yeager. And I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Friday morning, right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture. Do you know what month this is? I'll tell you after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
Do you know what month this is, besides April? It is Soy Foods Month. Soy Foods Month. And ADM tweeted out a survey asking, what soy product is your favorite that ADM helps supply soy for? You have the choices of mayonnaise, edamame, coffee creamer, and yogurt. I clicked on the survey. I put yogurt. But mayonnaise is the winner at 44%, followed by coffee creamer at 33%, yogurt at 23%, and edamame at 0%. I don't think that's fair to edamame. Well, in addition to it being Soy Food Month, it is also National Lawn Care Month. And that brings us to Jim Fazell talking about crabgrass.
A lot of the fertilizer materials have crabgrass preventer in them. This is a little bit early to do that. We usually wait till the forsythia is in bloom. One thing I want to caution, if you're going to do some reseeding or if you're doing some repairs, putting down seed, you need not to use any of these that have crabgrass preventer in it. The fertilizers with crabgrass preventer will prevent the seeds from your grasses growing as well, so you need to be careful about that. I know that there are a lot of people advertising grub-proofing materials right now. It's a bit early for that. In fact, you really don't need to put that on until about the 4th of July because the grubs are big. They're not eating very much. They're getting ready to mature and pupate and become out as June bugs. But you need to kind of keep track of how many you get. And if you see a lot of these little June bugs or even Japanese beetles, you need to be prepared to put down grub preventer, again, about the 4th of July. Another thing we need to look at right now is pruning some of our shrubs. The deciduous shrubs, a lot of them were broken down by some of the snow, heavy snow that we had early in the season. So you can take out this broken and dead stuff, but you do not want to overly trim spring flowering shrubs right now because the flower buds are out there. If you trim them at this time of year, you're going to cut the flower buds off and you're not going to have flowers on your lilacs or your viburnums. You need to wait until the flowers dry up, then you can trim those. Now, with evergreens, there are a lot of them that have some brown areas in them, but this may not be dead. These brown areas may be just the leaves that are dead, but the stem underneath it and the buds at the tip of those branches are still alive. So you need to wait until the new growth starts before you do any of the cutting out there. If you have a branch that's broken, of course, you want to take that off. But wait until new growth starts to see where it's going to start, and you might find that some of these little brown twigs are going to be nice and green at the tip, and that's what you want. So you don't need to cut that stuff off until you're sure what's alive and what is not.
Lawn and garden expert Jim Fizell, back after this.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 25 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone is 363-2645.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Sunny and 51 degrees this morning in Marysville. Trace of precipitation, showers across the region last evening. Middle 60s on the high side, a little bit cooler today. Then warming into the 70s with abundant sunshine Saturday into Sunday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. The Cincinnati Bengals have taken the LSU quarterback with the first selection in the NFL draft. It's the third straight year in which the reigning Heisman Trophy winner was taken first overall in the draft. Burrow just led the Tigers to the national championship in a record-setting season. He completed an outstanding 76.3% of his passes for 5,671 yards, 60 touchdowns, and just 6 interceptions. The Buckeyes produced the number 2 seed as defensive end Chase Young was taken by the Redskins. The Lions grabbed the highest-rated cornerback in this year's draft by taking Ohio State All-American Jeff Okuda with the third selection. The first offensive tackle in a strong group went off the board fourth overall when the Giants selected Georgia's Andrew Thomas. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
How can you choose the right tree for the right place? A little guidance today on an Arbor Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to 4 levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
We try to handle the cattle with as much care and ease as we can. It's just the right thing to do. If you don't have passion for it, the job's not going to get done right. If I would be afraid of consuming our own product, why do I want to produce it for anybody else? By the end of the day, if I feel like I've done all I can, yeah, I'm satisfied.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 24th, the 115th day of the year. Singer Kelly Clarkson has a birthday, and founder of the Old Farmer's Almanac, Robert Bailey Thomas, was born on this day in 1766. Today is Arbor Day, our national observance dedicated to tree planting. The Arbor Day Foundation says you should ask 2 questions to find the right tree for the right place. First, what is the tree's purpose? Privacy, shade, windbreak, or street ornamentation might be a few answers to that question. And secondly, what are the site's limitations? Your hardiness zone, soil limitations, or overhead utility lines are important factors to consider. A tree is a long-term commitment. Spend some time now to make sure your tree can thrive for years to come. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
out here on the crossroads, trying to buy back pieces I lost of my soul. It's hard when the devil won't get off your back. It's like carrying around the past in a 100-pound sack. And ghosts are hiding in the shadows, threatening me with all the things that they know. Choices and mistakes, they all know my name. But I'm through holding in and holding on to all that pain. Forgiven.